Blog Talk Radio.
everybody, when the praises go up. Listen, I don't know about y'all, praise God, but I'm telling you, when church get doors open again, hallelujah, everybody move out my way. We're going to give God the praises, amen. So when the praises go up, come on, the blessings got to come down. Hallelujah, glory to God. So I give God the glory, amen, from Mount Carmel International Church, amen, on MCI Ministry Radio this morning. You are on the air, amen, with no other than the one and only. Amen, Dr. Carolyn McNeil. How many ready this morning? Praise God. Put your seatbelts on because Jesus got a word for us this morning. Praise God. I'm blessing God already. Man, I almost got out of the chair and started giving a shout to the Lord. Amen. But I knew I had to be still. Amen. Just to get this word out this morning. Amen. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you all. Amen. Amen. God bless you for being here this morning. Amen. We know today is Sunday morning. We know this is Palm Sunday. Amen. And we can't even go to the church house, y'all. Come on. Hallelujah. But I know God. I know God knows what he is doing on today. So I thank God for you, you, and you. Amen. This morning, I want to talk to us. Amen. No cross, no crown. How about that this morning? No cross, no crown. Amen. We know today is Palm Sunday, and we celebrate Jesus today. Amen. And when I was sitting down this morning, I just sat in the chair, and I heard the Lord. You know, Shirley Caesar, I'm telling you, she must have been so prophetic in what she was saying, you know, back in the day. But I thank God, amen, for her music. Amen. The song says, I feel like praising him. Soon as I sat down this morning, amen, and I said, let me go find the song, amen, I feel like praising him. How many feel like praising him this morning? In the good times, I will praise him. In the bad times, I will praise him. Amen. Hallelujah. Can you still praise a God of a no? Come on, somebody. Can you still praise God of a yes? Hallelujah. But we know that God is working all things out for our good this morning. Amen. Amen. Let me just pray. I don't want to get ahead of myself this morning. Amen. Because I do feel like praising him. I don't know about you. Praise God. But hallelujah. You better grab somebody's hand. Amen. They got the fire on the inside. Because if you don't, every dead battery got to be recharged on today. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. You got somebody that's around you that's cold. Amen. Don't believe in the Lord thy God the way that you believe in him. Put some fire on them. Glory to God. Squeeze a hand. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. Speak life in the atmosphere. My God, I give him glory this morning. Amen. Because I do feel like praising him. Amen. Hallelujah. With that being said, let me pray. Hallelujah. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, I come and I bless your name, God, for your people. God, high, yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. God, everyone that's assembled here, God, on today, God, in the name of Jesus, yes, Holy Spirit. God, I pray, God, yet, Kabashanda, that you will speak to us on today, God, in the name of Jesus. I pray, God, yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus, that you will bless thy people, Father God, their goings and their comings, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, God. And God, even the thing that they expected from you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, I call forth your anointed power, God. Yes, God, to rest, rule, and abide on the inside of me, God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus. God, I pray, God, yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. God, that anybody need an awakening in their spirit, Lord God. I pray, God, today, God, yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus, that you awaken the spirit, God, man, of your people, God, on today. God, we know that this is time of a great awakening, Father God. Yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. And I pray, God, that you will move by your Holy Spirit, God. God, in the mind, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Now, God, I call forth the wind of change, yes, Holy Ghost, from the north, south, east, and west, God. Oh, God, Jacob, Oshanda, to change the lives of your people, God, on today, God. Hey, yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. And I pray, God, today, God, that you will open up the airways, oh, God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, God. I the inside, God. Give me wisdom and knowledge and understanding, Lord God, that I may rightly divide the word of truth, God, to your people on today, God. And we say thank you, God. We praise you, God. We glorify you, and we lift you up, God, in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name I pray. With thanksgiving in my heart and my soul, says amen and amen and amen. Bless you all. Bless you, bless you, bless you. No cross, no crown. Hi, hi. Yes, Holy Spirit. No cross, no crown. I want you to turn with me today, amen, to Luke. Luke, amen. Hallelujah. Glory to your name. Luke, the 19th chapter. And I want to start at the 28th verse. Luke 19:28. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. The Bible says, and when he had thus spoken, he went before ascending up to Jerusalem. And it came to pass, when he was come nigh, hallelujah, to Bethlehem, at the mount called Mount of Olives, he sent two of his disciples, saying, go ye into the village over against you, in which at your entering ye shall find a colt tied, whereon yet never man sat. Loose him and bring him here. And if any man asks you, why do you loose him? You shall say unto him, because the Lord hath need of him. And they that were sent went their way and found even as he had said unto them. And as they was loosing the coat, the owner thereof said unto them, why loose ye the coat? And they said, the Lord hath need of him. And they brought him to Jesus. And they cast their garments upon the coat. And they set Jesus thereon. And as he went, they spread their clothes in the way. And when he was come near, even now at the beginning of Mount of Olives, the whole multitude of the disciples began to rejoice and praise God with a loud voice for all the mighty works that they had seen, saying, blessed be the King that cometh in the name of the Lord. Peace in heaven and glory in his highest. And some of the Pharisees among the multitude said unto him, Master, rebuke thy disciples. And he answered and said unto them, I tell you that if these should hold their peace, the stones would immediately cry out. I want to stop right there today. Amen. I know that there's so much in that scripture, and I know all of you preachers out there that got a word already. Amen. Hallelujah. I thank God because today is Palm Sunday, and on last week I was telling my husband, I hear the sound of celebration. And that's why I said to blow the shofar, because there is a time of celebration, not knowing that it's time now, amen, hallelujah, for this holy time of a year. Amen. Praise God. We know that Matthew 21:9 says, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Amen. Heaven. Amen. Praise God. We know that. Amen. We always talk about no cross and no crown. Amen. Praise God. But this day, amen, I want to focus on Palm Sunday. And I read a little story yesterday, and a couple little things I was reading yesterday. And I said, oh, you know, this sounds really good. Amen. That I can add to my sermon today. Praise God. Hallelujah. And when I was reading it, it was talking about this little boy Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. This day, amen, sometimes we call it bittersweet for us because even as we read of the celebration, we know, amen, that Friday is coming and the cross is coming. And that's why I said, praise God, today, no cross, no crown. The cross is coming, amen. We know that many, amen, in the same crowd within a few short days exchange words of praise to the word, amen, praise God, to death, shouting, Hosanna, Hosanna, and then later shouting, crucify and crucify him, praise God. Have you ever been, amen, glory to God, in a place, amen, that you're doing the will of the Lord, amen, praise God, and they're praising you, and they're thanking you, and they're blessing you because you came with the word from the Lord, and you came to bless them, amen, praise God. They tell you, I love you, I adore you, praise God, but then when everything is over, praise God, they follow everybody else, praise God, and then they tell you, crucify him, crucify him, but you done got him out of hell, you done delivered their soul, you done spoke life in them, praise God, hallelujah. I'm talking to somebody, praise God, don't be discouraged, amen, praise God, because why Jesus went through that, they praised him, Hosanna, Hosanna, and then turn around, you done turn, you done prayed for them, they got healed, they got delivered, and then after that, praise God, they got back on their feet, praise God, and then they say, crucify him, crucify him, crucify him, praise God, you done blessed them, praise God. I'm talking to somebody, praise the Lord, hallelujah, Shanda, crucify him. This morning I want to focus our attention, amen, praise God, on what the Lord is saying to us this morning. We know the Bible is true, praise God, hallelujah. The great evangelists, I talked about some things, amen, that I have read, praise God, the great evangelist Billy Graham, he has quoted, and this is his quote, praise God, many times they're saying that the great mission field is in our country today, amen, is in our local church, amen, the people sitting already in our churches, amen, that was Billy Graham saying it, amen, praise God, hallelujah. Now, I'm not sure, amen, praise God, whether the statement is true or not, but one thing that I do know is that many people know what to say, how to say it, amen, high, glory to God, even how to act, praise God, hallelujah. But when the rubber, come on, somebody really needs to roll sometimes, amen, hallelujah, there is no personal relationship with Jesus, no salvation, just empty words. They were shouting empty words, praise God. One minute they were saying one thing, oh, Jesus, I love you. Next minute they was crucifying them, praise God, high, yes, Holy Spirit. But we have to know, praise God, glory to God, glory to God, we got to come back to the Lord, amen. You know, this week, praise God, hallelujah, I said, Lord, Hamashanda, there's a lot of us, amen, that started out one way, and then we messed up, we got out of our places, amen, we stopped praying, we stopped fasting, we start seeking God, amen, glory to God, the way that we used to, and then we wonder why I'm not in the same place no more, hallelujah, glory to God, we had to go back, amen, to the foundation. We got to go back, amen, to give God our whole heart. What is Jesus asking you to do today? Praise God. We see, amen, the perfect example this morning, amen, in our message when Jesus rode into the city with the people shouting, praising God for all the wonderful miracles that they have seen. On Friday, they were shouting, give us Barnabas. We want him. Crucify Jesus. Crucify him. Why was the change? What's the change? Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let me go there. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Why the change? Amen. Praise God. Why was they changing? Amen. They wanted them to release Barnabas. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The Bible says, now at the feast, the governor was accustomed to releasing to the multitude one prisoner whom they wished. And at that time, they had a notorious prisoner called Barnabas. Hallelujah. They wanted him Praise God. Well, there are many reasons, amen, but the simple one, amen, praise God, hallelujah. But one simple reason is that their words did not match their heart. They possessed a casual, not a committed faith. They had a religion. Come on, somebody, hallelujah. They had religion, but they missed the person, Jesus. Oh, come on, my God, I'm throwing my hands up to the Lord today. They was not committed to Jesus. They had religion. They did it, amen, praise God. You know how, praise God, glory to God, glory to God, you got so to the point where you just go to church. You're not expecting God, amen, to do nothing, amen. You're just going in religion because somebody else, amen, told you that you have to go to church, amen, praise God. We got to go back to the place where we look for Jesus to be there, amen. We look for his presence to be here. Oh, my God, I give you glory because when his presence show up, amen, everything has to change. They had religion, but they missed the person, Jesus. So how can we have a committed faith? How can we be real and sincere, consistent in all that we do? I just don't want to go through the motions, y'all. My God, I give you glory. Well, this morning, praise God, hallelujah. We got to answer in just such a faith, amen, believing that he is God, and he is God all by himself. His son Jesus, amen, he was the one, amen, that went through what he went through, praise God. No cross, no crown. Amen, hallelujah. The key, amen, hallelujah, is that a committed faith is not self-centered. It is Christ-centered. Now, we know that it sounds good, but we often miss it. And I always said, why is it that America, I ask that question, why is America, why are we so, you know, we just throw the oil around and we really, we done got pampered and because we got churches on every corner. But why is it that we go to look at different nationalities and across the seas and they come from miles and miles and miles away just to hear the word of God? You got to understand they don't have doctors like we have doctors. They don't have nurses because they believe God. So their faith level is a different kind of faith. They don't have money like we do, praise God. They're struggling some nationality. So they believe God greater than what we are believing. We've been so pampered. We just get dressed. We put on our fine clothes. Oh, y'all know y'all. I'm not rebuking y'all, but I'm telling you, praise God, we got to go back and get God-centered, Christ-centered, amen, praise God. What is God pulling you to? Is he pulling you to greater faith in him? Not self-centered, but God-centered, amen, praise God. We got so spoiled. Some people can't even read the Bible. But we can read it all day long if we want to, and we don't even pick it up until Sunday sometimes. Oh, my shatokuyanabashanda. Oh, God, I know I love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We got to go back, y'all. We got to get back into the things of God. Hallelujah. This is our day of celebration. And yes, we're going to celebrate, y'all. We're going to know that God is God. Hallelujah. We tend to say, God, hallelujah. Hey, God, here's my calendar. Here's my agenda. Now, I can squeeze you in here and here. Oh, my God. Ain't that something, y'all? We give God our calendar, our agenda, our dreams. But have we invited him into what we're doing? Oh, my God, I give you glory. Pulling God out of our time. We pull God out, turning God only when it's convenient and it's useful for us. But come on, somebody. We're not going to praise him just for his miracles. Oh, come on, somebody. He had healed the sick, raised the dead. They praised him because he was serving them. Amen. And second, because they saw in Jesus a way to be politically delivered from Romans, to be set free from the Romans as Israel was set free from Egypt. Their praise was tempered with an attitude of Jesus, what can you do for me? Oh, my God, I give you glory. A few days later, the trial, they saw a beaten and disfigured Jesus, a man who no longer looked like a deliverer or a conqueror. As the words were said about him, they brought him into, come on, somebody, glory to God, glory to God. Hallelujah, glory to God. They brought him into, amen, hallelujah, all the lies. They quickly changed their position for them. It was about me, me, me. What about me? What about me? Ah, yes, Holy Spirit. We got to get the me, me, me out the way. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Today, Palm Sunday, to honor our great King, Jesus Christ, by giving him our very best. Somebody say withholding nothing. Giving him our all. Giving him our all. He giving us some keys, y'all. Ah, yes, Holy Spirit. There are some keys that can unlock some things in our life. Hallelujah. That's committed faith is relationship driven. Committed faith, meaning I want a relationship with you, God. If I come to you not asking you for nothing, but I know that when I come to you asking you for nothing, that you're going to deliver me out of what I'm in that day. See, that's the faith that God is trying to get us in while we are yet praying for somebody else, while we are yet seeking his faith for who he is. He'll be taking care of our business. Come on, somebody. I give him glory today. My God, I give him glory. While you are yet being relationship driven, many of those who gathered to throw the coats and the palm branches onto the street and who shouted amen, passed praises, did so because it was a popular thing to do at the time. That's because everybody else was doing it. At that one brief moment, it became trendy. You know how sometimes, praise God, we always say amen, praise God. There's a new outfit that came out, praise God. So everybody wants to get the same outfit. Nobody's unique. Nobody's authentic. Amen. But it was one of the things, amen, that everybody else did. So everybody gathered into it. It's trendy for them. Perhaps some begin doing it because they're sincere motives. Now, I'm not saying that you're doing it, amen, praise God, because some of you, praise God, are seeking God like you've never seen him before. But for all the ones that stand beside you, amen, praise God, they just want the biggest edifice. They just want, praise God, the biggest ministry. They just want the biggest houses, the biggest cars. Oh, come on, somebody, glory to God, glory to God. Huh? Yes, Holy Spirit. But maybe you're doing it, amen, sincerely unto God. Hallelujah. With no motive being attached. Amen. But listen, listen. But others soon did it because others were doing it later at the trial. Shouting, crucify him was the thing to do. Now, praise God. We got to get our own identity. We have to get, amen, what God has put into us. We can't follow the crowd, amen, praise God, of what they're doing. What did God ask you to do? What did God tell you to stand up and do? What did God put in you to do? Praise God. Hallelujah. We so quick to follow a crowd and we don't even get the answer from God. We got to get the answer from the Lord Jesus Christ. Yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. With no personal agenda, but the agenda of the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, Holy Spirit, I thank you. Did God tell you to do something? Oh, glory to God. And you did it and you knew that he was in the midst of it. But some things, amen, that we put ourselves in and need God in it. And then when chaos break out, we ask God, and we praying to God to ask us, amen, to deliver us. Did God tell you to do it, praise God, or was it yourself that told yourself to do it? Come on, somebody. Are you God-centered, amen, or self-centered? Oh, my, y'all ain't going to talk to me today, praise God, hallelujah. I I know this is MCI Ministry Radio. Praise God, my son. But God is calling us back to repentance. He's calling us back on our knees. He's calling us back with the anointing to give us a greater worship, to give us a greater anointing, to put a crown on our head. And how can we best get it but to get the word of the Lord in our spirit? That a lot of times, praise God, what people are looking for right now, they're looking for prophecy. But the word is going to stand. The prophecy shall cease. The word is going to stand. The prophecy shall cease. Amen. Hallelujah, my God. Are you committed today? Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Are we committed to the things of the Lord? Hallelujah, hallelujah. Are we ready for what God, hallelujah, what God has for us? Are we ready, amen, to be God-centered? Are we ready, hallelujah, for God to do miraculous things in our lives? Are we ready, amen, for the uplifting of our spirit? Yes, 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 he has called us, amen, to greater heights, deeper depths in him. Praise God, hallelujah. But one thing, amen, I know that God loves us. He has fresh fire for us. He has the wind of change for us. He loves us dearly. Glory to God, glory to God. He is the one, amen, praise God, that's going to bless you. He is the one, amen, hallelujah. When we get God back, amen, in the forefront of our life, he will do miraculous things. But I'm here to tell you today, I decree and declare over your life today. Day, praise God, that you are coming out with such a glory. You are coming out with such a praise. You are coming out with a different anointing. You are coming out blessed beyond measure. There's overflow in your life. There's uncommon blessings coming. There's unmerited blessings coming. But God says, amen, Hamashanda. We got to know who he is. Praise him for who he is. Don't allow nobody to make you shift and what God is not telling you to do, but do what God say do, praise God. Somebody say greater, 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 greater. God is doing great things, amen, praise God. And I'm going to a song, and I will be right back.
Oh, Blowing.
Hallelujah. Come on, make it personal. Amen. Today, hallelujah. Glory to God that it is blowing your way. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. It is blowing. Come on, y'all better talk to yourself this morning. Amen. The wind of change is blowing your way. Amen. Such a prophetic song for the hour. Amen. So I bless and praise God. Amen. For you, you, and you. Amen. Glory to God. Let me finish what God has given me today. And I pray, amen, that we are blessed on today because truly God has given us some words and he wants us to get in a time of celebration, a time, amen, of healing, a time, amen, of deliverance, a time, amen, of being made free, amen, praise God, and even in bitterness, we got to let it go. Come on, get free today, praise God, hallelujah, in our own lives, amen, praise God, a committed faith only through a personal relationship with Jesus Christ, one where every day is fresh and new as he personally directs our steps. Amen. Praise God. Because, yes, he will direct our steps. A lot of you in places, amen, praise God, and you wonder how you got there because God put you there, amen. Some of you, amen, are getting ready to go, amen, to your place of destiny, to your divine places, amen, praise God. Some of you, praise God, are in a holding place, amen, glory to God, because God is getting ready to put you in your divine place, amen, praise God. Some of you, amen, are in the middle, but know that God, amen, he is personally directing our steps, amen. In order to have, amen, a committed faith, we must develop and maintain a personal relationship with Jesus, amen. That committed faith is not swayed back and forth, amen, in our own personal trials and our crisis, amen. Because we so quick, amen, praise God, to get swayed in the trials, but that's a time to ask God, what am I supposed to learn in this place? Amen. Hallelujah. In your crisis, you are learning something. In your crisis, God is developing you. In your crisis, God is giving you new character. He's adjusting, amen, your vision in those places. Amen. Hallelujah. At the parade, amen, praise God. Hallelujah. It was trendy, amen, to offer praises, amen, to Jesus. Everyone was doing it, but at the trial, everybody speak out for Jesus was risky, amen. It was possibly, amen, threatening. And it's a lot of times, amen, we want to grab a hold of what people are saying, amen, to fit in. But I'm not like everybody else. I don't know about you, praise God, but I don't want to fit in, amen. I want to stand out, praise God, of the crowd, amen, praise God, hallelujah. There was some time that God will take you into a place that you have to be amongst the people, but you got to understand not to fit in, but to stand out. Are they seeing you standing out? Praise God. Many of us come to Jesus expecting everything to go good. But let me tell you, praise God, no cross, no crown. Amen. Praise God. You have to go through the process. Jesus went through the process. I can go a whole lot of ways with this because they say it's going to take me too long. Amen. Maybe some like bad, but not much. Amen. Praise God. Because we don't want to go through nothing. Amen. Praise God. As soon as we go through something, we always ask God, Lord, bless me with this anointing, God. Oh God, let me prophesy like that, God. Let me preach like that, but we don't want to go through nothing. Hey, let me tell you, God, that I'll make my minister a flame of fire. Amen. Praise God. How you want to have the fire if you don't go through the cross? Hey, oh, but we have to go through some things sometimes, amen, praise God. Jesus went through it, so we can go through it, amen, praise God. We might not, cannot go through what Jesus went, because he said, I put no more on you than you can bear, amen, praise God. So when the bottom drops out of us, amen, we often ask God, why? Why is I'm going through this, thinking it's supposed to not happen to you, praise God, or why is it happening this way, God? And our faith is based on our situation or our circumstances. It would never be committed, amen, praise God. It will always be casual, amen. In life, we go through events. we see the stadiums packed out, praise God, and we see praises for God, and amen, praise God, the arenas be packed, and everyone is praising God, and when we go home, while everyone is still glowing from worship, amen, praise God, and yes, Holy Spirit, praise God, it's easy to do it there, amen, but tomorrow when you face a hard task, amen, praise God, can you do it, amen, with the world being like it is now, that is not all praise, and in fact, the world, amen, sometimes it's mocking, sometimes, praise God, that world is angry, amen, but a committed faith takes a place, is a good place and not a bad place, amen, praise God. When you have committed faith, amen, praise God, you say, you know what, God, I know you got me here, and I know you're going to bring me through, praise God, know that all we do is ever promise, come on, somebody, in the midst of good times, amen, we done made promises, we done made vows, amen, in the good and the bad, but Jesus will never leave us. He said, I'll never forsake you. He said, I'll stand with you, amen. The story, praise God, about the little girl. There's a little girl I want to talk to you today. Oh, Shatan, and I see her. Yes, Holy Spirit. There's a story that I was listening to, praise God, the little girl who, while walking in the garden, she noticed, amen, a particular beautiful flower. I'm going to call you that flower today, praise God. She admired this beauty and enjoyed the fragrance. It was so pretty. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. She exclaimed and she glazed on it. She looked on it. Her eyes followed the stem down to the soil. Amen. Where it grew at. The flower is too pretty to be planted in such a dirt, she said. She cried. Amen. So she pulled it up from the roots. Amen. And ran and washed it off with the faucet of water. Amen. The soil. She washed all this. And now the plant is so beautiful. She see it in this dirty soil because she didn't have no understanding. Amen. Praise God. But she goes to pull it up from the roots. She washed it off. It wasn't long until the flower wilted and died. Amen. Praise God. When the gardener saw what the little girl had done, she exclaimed, you have, oh God, you have destroyed my finest plant, the gardener said. Amen. Praise God. She said, I'm sorry, but I didn't like it in the dirt, she said. The gardener replied, I chose that spot and mixed it with soil because I knew that the only thing that could grow there was beautiful would that be that flower. And you are that flower. Amen. You might be in the dirt right now. Glory to God. Glory to God. But don't let nobody uproot you before time. Hey, Yaakov Oshanda. Don't let nobody wash you off. Praise God. Hallelujah. Where you at right now, praise God. Huh? Yes, Holy Spirit. You might be in the midst of affliction. You might break both sides. Yes, Holy Ghost. You might be in a place, amen, that you don't want to be in. But don't let nobody uproot you before time. Amen. Praise God. You got to grow where you, oh, yes, Holy Ghost. Got to grow where God put you, no matter what it looks like, how dirty and filthy it is. Praise God. Yes, Holy Ghost. But know that something beautiful is going to come out of the dirt. My God, I give you glory for that. God has placed us exactly where we are. We must trust him. Trust him. In the trust in him, we eventually see that he is using our pressures, our trials, our difficulties to bring us to a new degree in spiritual beauty. Hi, yes, Holy Spirit. True commitment comes when we accept what God is doing and thank him for doing it. Amen. Hallelujah. Are you truly committed? This morning, is your faith casual or committed? Yes, Holy Spirit. As we approach, amen, this week, amen, glory to God, glory to God, of the beauty of Jesus who suffered incredibly for us. A week where our sins, hey, come on, somebody, and a week where our sins, our past, our present, our future, will nail and hung to the cross. Doesn't Jesus deserve, amen, praise God, hallelujah, a committed you, praise God, hallelujah, glory to God. I'm talking to you today, praise God, my God, I give you glory. You might, glory to God, feel like, amen, God, what are you? with you. This week is our holy week. The palms are being laid. Don't shout like the crowd. Crucify him. Crucify him. Worship him in his beautiness, in his holiness. He is so awesome, and he will do great things for you. Though the crowd is shouting one thing, oh, glory to God. Keep praising him for what he is doing. When I heard that song, keep on praising him. Praise him for what he is getting ready to do. If you don't want to praise him, she said, don't hinder me. Don't hinder me, because you can be around some people, amen, that don't like you to praise them. You can be around some people, amen, praise God, they keep their mouth shut. They try to glue your mouth shut because you're shouting Jesus. Hey, glory to God. Long as you ain't shouting crucify him, you all right. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So you can't see it yet. Somebody said, I can't see it yet. But praise him in advance. Praise him in advance. It's a time of celebration, y'all. Celebrate what's coming next in your life. Celebrate Jesus giving you new vision. Celebrate Jesus giving you a new address. Come on, somebody. Celebrate Jesus for your children's future. Celebrate Jesus for advancing you into the kingdom of God. Celebrate Jesus. Hey, come on, Shonda. Hallelujah. For that season, a season of laughter, that you ain't crying no more. Come on, somebody. Glory to God. Some of you are still crying, but celebrate them for no tears. Because you said, you tell yourself, I have shed my last tear. Ah, yes, Holy Spirit. Only tear I want to shed is because I love the Lord. Hallelujah. Celebrate Jesus because you and your spouse, amen, are on one accord. Celebrate Jesus because no longer, you will be on the bottom, but you will be on the top. You better celebrate him, amen, in the season, because it is a time of celebration. Celebrate Jesus because you will be the mender and not the baller. Celebrate Jesus, amen, hallelujah, because you're telling yourself, God, I'm going to be debt-free in the season. Tell him. Hi, yes, Holy Spirit. God wants to hear from you. God wants you to open your mouth. God, you the little son. Don't worry. Because God is going to send some of you some real help, some real helpers in this season. Celebrate him in advance. Stop saying what he's not doing and tell God, thank you for what he is going to do. Ah, yes, Holy Spirit. Your breakthrough and your miracle is coming. No longer will you sit, amen, praise God, in sackcloth and ashes. No longer will you be bound by Pharaoh. Amen, hallelujah. God is blessing you. God is moving for you. Amen. Hallelujah. I feel like praising him. I feel like singing, y'all. Hallelujah. No cross, no crown. Hallelujah. I want to thank all of you. I pray, God, y'all was blessed on the day. Don't go nowhere yet. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because I'm going to pray. Hallelujah. And I'm going to sing a song. Praise God. No, I'm not going to sing, y'all. I'll break y'all there. Hallelujah. Y'all. Hallelujah. But I'm going to pray. I thank God for all of you. Amen. For visiting. Amen. MCI Ministry Radio. I truly give God the glory. I give God the glory. Hallelujah. 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 I give God the glory for all of you, for what y'all are doing and what God is doing in your life. Amen. Praise God. I'm going to put on some announcements, and I'll be back to pray. Amen. Don't go nowhere, y'all. Don't go nowhere.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise ye the Lord. Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise ye the Lord. Amen. Welcome, welcome, welcome to MCI Ministry Radio. Hallelujah. You are on the air with no other than the one and only, amen, Dr. Carolyn McNeil. Glory to God. Glory to God. I just want to bring some announcements to you today. Praise God. God. Hallelujah. Welcome. And just letting you know, praise God, that we appreciate you. We appreciate your sacrifice. We appreciate your love. We appreciate your support. Amen. Hallelujah. And this time, join us on Monday night at 6 p.m. at Your Fix at 6. Amen. With no other than the one and only, amen, Pastor, keeping it real, McNeil. Glory to God. Where love is flowing. Amen. Glory to God. And he is really keeping it real. And don't forget, amen, hour of power and praise with no other than the one and only, amen, Dr. Carolyn McNeil. I will be on the air, amen, Wednesday morning at 6 a.m. Be prompt. Don't forget, amen, to set your clock. Thanking God, amen, for you, you, and you. And we just added another one, y'all. Friday night, fresh fire Friday. Come on, hallelujah, at 7 p.m. Praise and worship, amen, and inspiration, amen. Different artists, is just we're just going to keep playing some music, keep on believing God, keep on trusting God. And I'm telling you, it's going to be such an uplifting. And don't forget, amen, on Sunday morning, because right now, y'all, we cannot go to the church house, but we can bring the church to you at Mount Carmel International Church, amen, 9 a.m. on Sunday service, amen. And I don't know, y'all, but it might be a surprise to you. But what can happen is, amen, I can come forward, amen, Dr. Carolyn McNeil or Pastor Matthew McNeil. He will be coming forward, either or, but we will be there, and we're going to bring the church to you. And if you'd like to be a blessed amen to MCI Ministry Radio, you may do so with your support to the kingdom of God. Amen. We do have a Cash App, praise God, and it's $Anointed, meaning A-N-O-I-N-T-E-D 222. I'm going to say it again, y'all. Come on now. Because we want to be able, amen, to bless the kingdom of God. It is $A-N-O-I-N-T-E-D 222. Amen. Your tithes and your offering goes to your church, praise God. Hallelujah. And if you need some information from us, praise God, you may do so, amen, at 302-883-9799. And you know what? I want everyone to be blessed. Know that God loves you. God hears you. God believe in, yes, Holy Spirit. God loves you, y'all. Amen. Praise God. So be blessed, be blessed, be blessed. This is MCI Ministry Radio, and we love you, and we love you, and thank you so much for being here with us on today. God bless you all.
Praise God, praise God. Thank you for the announcement. Amen, praise God. It's pre-recorded announcement. I love it. Amen, praise God, that I don't have to do it every time. But I thank God for you, you, and you. Amen. Let us pray, let us pray, let us pray. And I got a song, y'all, that's going to come after I leave. Don't miss no time. Amen, amen, coming on. We thank God because we try to study to show ourselves approved unto God. Amen, a workman need not be ashamed, but rightly divide the word of truth. And to love on you, amen, praise God, to empower you, amen, praise God. So let us pray, let us pray, let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we just come and we thank you, Lord God, for your word. Your word, your word is true, Father God, in the name of Jesus. So Father God, as we come, God, today, Lord, we ask, Lord God, hallelujah, forgive us for our sins on today. God, we come repenting. Yes, Holy Spirit, we come, yes, Holy Ghost, repenting for our sins on today, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we ask, Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, that you, Lord God, will move by your Holy Spirit on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, I pray, God, for each and every one, yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus, that you will bless them in abundance, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. God, that you would send them, God, uncommon merited blessings, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord God, I pray your grace be upon them. I pray your mercy, God. Yes, Holy Spirit, in the name of Jesus. God, I pray for the uplifting, God, where you will rest, rule, and abide within them, God, in the name of Jesus. God, I pray, God, yes, Holy Ghost, for a new anointing, God, yes, in Abushanda, God, that we should spring forth. that you have told us, God, to praise you, to praise you, to praise you in advance, Lord God. Now, I praise you. I praise you. Come on, y'all. I praise them in advance, Father God, in the name of Jesus. I praise you, God. Yes, Holy Ghost. God, I will look to the hill. Come on, somebody say, I will look to the hill where cometh my help, and I know that my help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth and all that therein, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, you said that you are our shepherd, God, that we shall not want, God. God, in the name of Jesus, God, that you will make us the head and not the tail, the lender and not the bar, above and not beneath, God. I thank you for it right now, God, that you will give us land that we never till, God, in the name of Jesus. Now, Father, we bless you, God. We praise you, God. We thank you for your son, Jesus Christ, who died on the Calvary, on the cross, God. But he rose on the third day, God. I thank you for it, God, with all power in his hand, God, the resurrected power that you have placed on the inside of him. And God, he told us in his word that greater, greater, greater works will we do, God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Now, God, I pray a special blessing. Yes, Holy Ghost, a special blessing upon all the listeners, God. Hallelujah, God. And I